had a private message from someone on Instagram, which I thought was worth sharing with everybody because I get asked this question a lot. Hi, Charlie, been following you for a bit on YouTube and the content's helpful. I'm soon to be a first-time buyer and looking to hopefully have circa 15 to 20,000 saved up early next year. So we're now March 2024. So he's about 9 months away, he's talking about. My current living arrangement isn't ideal, to say the least, but it is cheap, so I'm incredibly eager to get myself out of where I am, but very conscious of the market at the moment. And here's the question. When do you think the right time to start getting my ducks in a row would be? Once I've firmed up all my savings, or should I start speaking with people before that to speed up the process? Okay, I love this because when you're thinking that far ahead as a first-time buyer, it means you do have the chance to get yourself really well prepared. And as I've said in other recent videos, the first thing you want to do always as a first-time buyer who needs a mortgage before you start talking to any estate agents is to find yourself a mortgage broker or financial advisor that you really are sure you can trust. I did another video recently about how to find a mortgage broker you can trust. It's a tricky thing to do. Go and check it out, though. But what you want to find out is that the most common response you get when you ring up a mortgage broker and say, I want to buy a house in 9 months' time, is give us a call back when you found somebody you want to buy. And that, in my opinion, is exactly what you don't want to hear from a mortgage broker. Because what that tells you is that that mortgage broker is only concerned about quick deals, quick deals. They're all about the short term, and they're not worried about your long term. Whereas a broker who says to you, great, good that we're talking early, we can really get to know each other, get everything lined up and make sure you're really well prepared. And a broker that's happy to talk to you and give you their time this far in advance is the kind of broker that you want, because they're demonstrating that they care about the long term for themselves, for their own business, as well as for you and their other customers. So 9 months is a long way off. And what I would be doing in that person's situation is I would be researching brokers. I would be making certain that when I do choose my broker, I don't fall into the trap of the wrong broker for me. And it's a personal choice. I'd start following brokers on social media. I'd start looking at what they say. I'd start looking at Google reviews of the brokers that I'm considering. I'd see if there's anyone locally that I know that maybe I could even meet for a cup of tea or a coffee. Some of them won't want to do that, but some of them will. And I'd be looking to, because what you're effectively doing is you're finding someone that if you trust them, you might form a lifelong relationship with them. So they don't just help you get your mortgage to buy your first home, but when you need to move house in a few years' time after that, you've already got someone that you know and trust lined up to help you with your next move. So it is too early to start contacting conveyancers. You should start doing that once you've begun viewing, just before you start viewing if you're serious about offering, because you want to avoid estate agents forcing you to use their in-house referred people or the people they get the biggest referral commissions from. You want to have your own mortgage broker or financial advisor and your own conveyancer chosen and lined up before you start viewing properties. Mortgage broker, definitely. Conveyancer, at the point when you think you're going to be offering soon, okay? Don't start talking to conveyancers before you started viewing. But don't take estate agents in-house conveyancers either. So once you've got a broker that you're talking to that you like and you think you're going to go ahead with, the next thing I'd be doing if I was this person looking to actually be buying in a position to exchange and complete 9 months from now is I'd be watching the local market for the kind of properties I'm looking for very, very closely. And I'd get really familiar and I'd watch what's selling and what's not, what comes onto the market and goes quickly versus what comes onto the market sits around for a long time. And I'd really get to know the market for those properties. So just doing your own personal research for the kind of properties, that's the next thing I do. Anyway, I hope that's a helpful answer to that question. Just take your time picking your broker, because your life, the quality of your future life depends on the quality of your mortgage broker as much as anything else when you're buying your first home. Hope that's helpful. See you on the next one. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.